The following is an unrehearsed interview with United States Senator Chuck Grassley speaking to you from Southeast Iowa. Participating in today's public affairs program are Darren Svensson of KDEC Radio in Decorah and Rick Patry of the Eldora Herald-Ledger. The first question will come from KDEC's Darren.
Senator, the U.S. Environmental Protection Commission released some rules this week regarding some, I believe, waterways, drainage ditches, stuff like that. Some farmers across Iowa are concerned that basically the federal regulators are trying to take over their land. Have you had a chance to review some of those rules? And if so, what are your thoughts?
I have not reviewed the final rules that were out, but I read the original rules that were put in last year for public comment. And unless they're dramatically changed, and I doubt they are, I think that it's going to be bad not only for farming, but, for instance, for county government, because the road ditches would be included for people in even in some degree affecting municipal government, city people. It's a big power grab. And even if they have been somewhat modified, I would suggest we need probably at least a year to understand exactly what they do, or they ought to be permanently delayed. So I think the action that Congress should take between now and September the 30th would be to put a rider on a restriction on the EPA appropriation bill that says none of the money in this appropriation bill can be used to carry out Waters U.S. And that does one of two things. It either gets EPA to withdraw them or to rewrite them in a more common sense way, or at least gives us a year to understand exactly what they're trying to do.
Senator, I've been reading here lately in regard to the free trade issue. Seems like we've got a kind of a situation that you don't see too often. You've got a mix of Republicans and a mix of Democrats that are in favor and a mix of Republicans and Democrats that are opposed. I just wondered if you wanted to kind of address that and where you see the thing leading.
Well, first of all, there isn't a whole lot that 90% of the Republicans agree with the Democrat president, and or where 90% of the Democrats disagree with the Democratic president. But we've got a bipartisan opportunity here to help the economy by expanding our trade. And I'll say something basic, and then I'll be more specific. But only Congress has the right to regulate interstate and foreign commerce. Well, Congress can't, as an institution of 535, can't negotiate with 11 other countries for the United States. So a lot of times since World War II, we've passed what you call trade promotion authority, which gives the president the authority to negotiate for our government in place of the Congress and do it under strict guidelines that are in trade promotion authority. In other words, the president doesn't have a carte blanche. So then that's the reason we passed trade promotion authority. Then that would lead to the completion of the trade Trans-Pacific Partnership agreement. And that's been negotiated for several years, but not finalized because the president didn't have the authority to finalize something. So once we get this done, that'll be finalized probably between now and the end of the year. But the president doesn't have the last say on it. Congress does. So we'll get the agreement before the Congress. And it's going to be on the Internet for everybody to read, so there's nothing secret about it. And it's got to pass the Congress by a majority vote. And so Congress is only giving up the authority to negotiate, but what the president signs doesn't become law until Congress passes. And that's where we are.
Okay.
Oh, now, let me say what's good about it, though. And that is that Iowa is an exporting state. We export a lot of our manufactured products. We got Principal Financial as one example of doing things internationally. We have a third of our agricultural products are exported. And so 95% of our market is outside the United States. So if you're an exporting country and other countries have high barriers to trade, like high tariffs as an example, if we can level the playing field for the United States, it's got to be a win-win situation. And that's what we're trying to do through the Trans-Pacific Partnership Act.
What's the status when it comes to federal infrastructure funding? I know that expires at the end of the month. And can Congress do something besides a stopgap measure to continue it? When are we going to see something permanent on that?
You won't see anything permanent until October, November, December. We've extended it for 2 months, and I don't think we'll have the opportunity to do a six-year bill in the next 2 months. I think it'll be extended until December 31st and then do a six-year bill at that point.
What if any role does the federal government have to play in this avian flu situation?
The entire financing of repopulation is going to come from an indemnity program that the Department of Agriculture has and has had for a long time. That'll be $2.40 for every bird. The federal government has the responsibility to make sure that the epidemic is passed before repopulation is done. In other words, the Department of Agriculture has to certify that, and they have to make sure that the dead animals are adequately taken care of, either by burning, or by landfill, or by burying. I guess would be the way to say it.
I know you're hosting a lot of town meetings throughout the state of Iowa, like you normally do this week. What is the most common concern that you're hearing from Iowa as you travel around the state visiting 99 counties?
Based upon the three meetings I've had so far today, and that then you got to go back to Easter for previous town meetings, I would say government regulation or the budget deficit or Obamacare and trade seems to be the most important things that have been coming up so far.
Senator, I was going to ask something kind of along that line, too. Have you been getting any feedback from people in regard to the situation in Iraq, how much, you know, how eager or uneager they are to get a little more deeply involved in it again?
Yeah, twice this morning and three meetings I had questions like, what are you going to do about ISIS? Well, my answer to that is, I tell them, this is my answer today. The situation could change, so I'd have a different answer tomorrow. But today, I think what the president is doing, without having troops in the front lines, having troops be trainers or intelligence people for the Iraqi army, and the use of our airplanes to bomb, is about the best we can do at this point. But now I think what I have to start thinking about, and my colleagues are, ISIS seems to be making some advancement. Would that cause us to change our operation? At this point, I would say not. But as I indicated, when you're in a war situation and national security is at stake, then we have to always be on top of it, and that may change. But don't forget, there's a domestic war on terrorism dealing with ISIS people, sympathizers in the United States, pretending to do things that would be hurting Americans. So we have the domestic war as well as the international military war. And just as an example, 30 people have been arrested since the first of the year, either with moral and actual support for ISIS, either by going there or from here, or They've all, and in some instances, even planning some damage here in the United States.
Thank you, Darren and Rick, for participating in today's public affairs program. This has been Senator Chuck Grassley reporting to the people of Iowa.